"Listen," Mr. Fraser said to the nurse when she came. "Get that little thin Mexican in here, will you, please?"
"How do you like it?"
the Mexican said at the door.
"Very much."
"It is a historic tune," the Mexican said.
"It is the tune of the re-revolution."
"Listen," said Mr. Fraser, "why should the people be operated on without an anesthetic?"
"I do not understand."
"Why are not all the opiums of the people good? What do you want to do with the people?"
"They should be rescued from ignorance."
"Don't talk nonsense. Education is an opium of the people. You ought to know that. You've had a little."
"You do not believe in education?"
"No," said Mr. Fraser. "In knowledge, yes."
"I do not follow you."
"Many times I do not follow myself. With pleasure."
"You want to hear the cucaracha another time?"
asked the Mexican worriedly.
"Yes,"
said Mr. Fraser.
"Play the cucaracha another time.
It's better than the radio." Revolution, Mr. Fraser thought, is no opium. Revolution is a catharsis, an ecstasy which can only be prolonged by tyranny. The opiums are for before and for after. He was thinking well, a little too well. They would go now in a little while, he thought, and they would take the cucaracha with them. Then he would have a little spot of the giant killer and play the radio. You could play the radio so that you could hardly hear it.